I suppose I'm supposed to tell you about this film called Purple Heart that I saw on Netflix. And I'm sure most of you have seen this film. A film based on romance and drama. A film about two young lovers that get into a marriage of convenience. They get married solely for benefit. I'm sure you've heard of friends with benefit. This was a marriage with benefit. They're not in love. They're not even smashing. They're just together because they need money. So they're basically scamming the U.S. military or the U.S. Marine Corps. So this guy called Luke owes some people money or someone money. And this girl called Cassie has a type 1 diabetes and she's run out of insulin. She's having a hard time buying her medication and paying rent between juggling her job as a bartender and being a musician, being the lead singer, really, of a band called The Loyal. She's a singer and songwriter in that band. They make great music. Anyway, long story short, these two get married together and they scam the military. Everything seems great. Somehow their secret gets revealed by, you know, the drug dealer or the guy who Luke owes money. And he threatens to expose them and Luke beats the crap out of him and pays him. And this guy threatens Cassie's mother. Cassie loses her cool. Threatens to leave Luke and get a divorce. And the military police arrest Luke. And a trial goes on about him, you know, breaking the law. And he gets sentenced to 6 months in military prison and gets a dishonorable discharge after his sentence. And Cassie and Luke eventually fall in love. In the end, they are together. He served his sentence. He's a famous musician. Kumbaya, kumbaya, we can all sing. That's basically it. The boring version. Now for the exciting version. This movie stars Sophia Carson. You probably know her from her days in Disney. She was a Disney star with the voice of an angel, the looks of a goddess, whatever terminology makes you feel comfortable. Now, she takes the lead role as Cassie, as I already said. She plays alongside a young man of the name Nicholas Gelzane. I'm not sure about pronunciation of his name. This is my first time encountering this Nicholas fella. As I already mentioned, Nicholas is in the military. Now, prior to him joining the military, Nicholas used to be a drug user, a drug abuser. Took a lot of drugs, even went to rehab. Now, Nicholas owes his former drug dealer money because apparently Nicholas, he destroyed his father's car and he had to take a loan from a drug dealer and pay his father back or fix his father's car. And ends up trying to put his life on a straight and narrow path by going to the military. Bear in mind, his father was also in the military. He earned a Purple Heart. Purple Heart is something you earn for saving someone's or some people's lives. So, that's what happened. Anyway, he doesn't tell his father that he's going to the army. He tells no one, really. He gets married, he doesn't tell his family members. Cassie doesn't even tell her mother. She's married. Of course, it's a fake marriage. They're just doing it solely for benefits. Now, Luke convinces Callie or tells her that we have to keep talking every day because they're going to be watching my emails, everything. So they play the lovey-dovey role. They send all these messages and shit. But there are moments where the relationship seems a little awkward. It's clear for everyone to see, but they somehow work it in a way that it's not that visible to see that this marriage is a sham. Cassie even goes on to sing for Luke's company or platoon So that in itself makes things quite extraordinary, brilliant in that sense. Now, Cassie gets the benefits. She's got this whole new cool gadgety that tells her that she needs insulin, blah, 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 which is pretty cool. Her band is picking up steam. It's making all this music. It's great. It's streaming. Everyone's listening to it. Awesome. Luke gets injured while away in Iraq. I forgot to mention that he goes to war anyway. He serves his country, goes to Iraq, yada, yada, yada. He gets injured, gets hurt in the leg, and he has to be, you know, sent back home where he has to stay with his wife. And the drug dealer, like I already mentioned, shows up, starts threatening him. He ends up beating him up, blah, 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 like I already mentioned. Now, without boring you with all these seamless details or spoiling the film for you, I will say this. The music in this film is incredible. The story is incredible. The story apparently is written, it's based on a novel by Tessa Wakefield. So, it's an incredible story. Well written, well directed. The actors did an incredible job. The music, oh my god. This is music, it's a musical type of vibe where, you know, the lead sings all emotions and songs and blah, yada, yada, stuff like that. But I will say, I've had the soundtrack of this film on repeat since I saw the film. It's an incredible film. I think everyone should watch it. Without being much of a prick, yeah, y'all should go check out the film, Purple Heart. I rarely say the writing, the acting, the storyline, it ended well about anything Netflix produces. I'm always complaining about something. I'm always complaining about the place setting, something was done wrong, the script was done wrong, it didn't end well. I'm always complaining about something. It's probably why you listen to the pod. But I will tell you today, I have no complaints. None whatsoever. I bloody loved it. I loved it. Sophia Carson, Nicholas, I don't know how to spell your, how to pronounce your name, bro. So I'm going to butcher it every time I try to say it. Nicholas Nicholas Galison. I don't know. It's G-A-L-I-Z-I-N-E. Galison. Galison? Whatever. Dwelling around the same name. Anyway, in this film, there's a lot of, like I said, there's military, there's PTSD, there's dealing with having a disease. Basically, having life throw shit at you constantly and you finding ways to survive. Cassie finds a way to survive her morphine issue, her diabetes issue by getting married. Luke has debt issues because of his past, because of his drug addiction issues, and he gets married to pay that off. They don't trust each other. They don't trust anyone really regarding their hearts and stuff. During the moment of need where Cassie's desperate for help because the lack of insulin, the lack of stress, everything is pouring on her. Luke is there to help. And when Luke is unable to fend for himself because of his injury, fend for himself, I mean like look after himself, take baths, do certain things, Cassie's there like a good wife to help him out. So it's a brilliant film. You know, like two strangers getting married. First one person sleeps on the couch and then they go back to the bed. They start doing the deed, the business, the lovemaking. Eventually, they fall in love. It's basic TV, really. Yeah, they say if you spend enough time with anyone, you'll fall in love. If you find them slightly attractive, or you really are that desperate, you're bound to fall in love. But I always say if you find them slightly attractive, if you spend enough time with them, you're going to fall in love. Anyway, without further ado, that's Purple Hearts from the Reese Chanson Network and the Let's Netflix and Chill podcast. This has been Reese Chanson informing you, telling you about this exciting film called Purple Hearts from Netflix. Y'all should check it out. With that being said, y'all have yourselves a great time. It's been fun. I can't wait to come back with more stuff to review. Hope you like this one. Adios, folks. Adios.